from NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis, and here is your host, trying to get a tan from the heat lamp in his bathroom, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. So we're kicking back this week and resting on our laurels, which, by the way, you should not literally do.
Itchy laurels.
So we were doing our show via Zoom, as per normal these days, but right at the beginning, Mo Rocca had an announcement to make.
Well, Peter, before I answer, can I share some personal news with everyone?
You may, Mo.
Earlier today, I had an endoscopy and a colonoscopy. It's what's known in TV as a two-camera shoot. And it's why I sound a little groggy, because of the camera they put down my throat.
Yeah. Oh,
but no. As for the prep, I just feel like I could fly. Like, I feel I feel like Nureyev. Like, I feel like I could just leap across 6th Avenue.
But you're doing the show today, then, Mo, still on colonoscopy drugs, which
right.
is interesting.
Yeah, no, I know it's interesting. It's yeah. It can be part of a question based on some sort of research later on, like in a few weeks. Researcher show that.
Wait, Mo, your voice does sound a little scratchy. You have like a little Dr. Fauci kind of scratchy.
Oh, good. I like that.
Today.
Yeah. I like that. Good. Okay, I've got some Fauci going on. Yeah.
All right. Are you ready to answer a question though, Mo? I appreciate the warning. That you've been.
Oh, sure. I just wanted
scooped.
I thought this would be a special wait, wait moment.
Later on in the show, we were talking to special guest Don Cheadle, who had joined us on Zoom so each of us could see everybody else as we broadcasted from our individual homes. Don was focused on his Not My Job quiz, but I was having a hard time paying attention.
I'm going to go with B again. Cut the plastic and run.
You're right. That's exactly what he was advised to do, because apparently you just didn't want to be between anybody and their TV.
Yeah, that's smart.
I think so. Do you have, I'm sorry, I'm quite distracted because Mo has taken off his shirt.
He took it off about 10 minutes ago, and it was wild.
I was focusing on you, like a good host should.
I was just seeing his head, but now he pulled his shoulders into it.
Should I save this for Pledge Week? It's really hot in this room.
I'm burning up too, but I'm not disrobing. People in closets and they're not taking their shirt off.
It's just so warm.
Oh my
in here.
God. We have all been locked inside too long, I
oh
think.
My God.
But shirt or no shirt, the show must go on, and so we did. Mo, summer is here, and a new study says that all that sunshine and warm weather does what to you?
All that sunshine and warm weather, what does it do to you? It makes you sad because you can't really enjoy it.
Sorry.
Mo, are we having a sexy date with you?
No, the lamp is hot.
So you're naked and it's dark in there and you're peering into the camera.
Does this look a little Blair Witch?
Now, we heroically made it to the end of the show, our lightning fill-in-the-blank game, and Mo was, well, if not ready, well warmed up. Right, on Wednesday, the DNC announced they would hold a mostly virtual blank in August.
Convention.
Right. This week, officials in Austin blamed.
I'm sorry. What? Peter, ask the questions. Don't get distracted. No, don't take a screenshot of that.
Too late.
Oh my God, now I need to take off my shirt because I'm hot.
Oh, don't you start, Faith.
Peter was so
Bill gets into it. We just don't want to go there. Where was I?